This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون.
Now we're going to have another thing about food, okay? Food is a major thing. Now one of the things that Muslims do seriously is they spoil the whole of Ramadan because of the food that we have. We Indians have brought to the table of Ramadan, we bought samosas, pakoras, you know, kebabs, shish kebabs, the ram kebabs, the you name it, the fried foods, the pizzas and whatnot, right? And all of that has to be given and has to be eaten because we're fasting in the month of Ramadan. We eat, right? This is a really bad thing for Muslims. If you're eating more in Ramadan than outside Ramadan, you're completely spoiling the fast. Completely spoiling it. Why? Because one part of Ramadan is to actually make ourselves be disciplined with food. What is the point of having, you know, what is the point of staying hungry? What is the point of staying away from food all day in Ramadan and staying away from food? And then we eat so much between Maghrib and Suhoor. We eat so much that you don't get hungry for the entire day. You don't get thirsty for the entire day. You just don't feel like any food the entire day. What was the point of fasting? Allah wants us to be hungry. A little. Are you going to die? Are you serious? If you're going to die, then don't fast. Allah told us that. Don't fast. Do you realize that the sunnah, like people say, what is the sunnah way of eating? Do you not even think that the biggest sunnah the Prophet ﷺ had before he ate was hunger? His biggest sunnah is hunger, then he has sunnah of food. I'm not making this up. You go through the ahadith. He has sometimes, you know, 3 days without food, sometimes 2 days without food, sometimes a whole day without food. Okay, sometimes he had the lunch, but he never had the supper. Sometimes he has a supper, he never had the lunch. It's very clear in the hadith. إِذَا تَعَشَى, when he used to have his supper, he'd miss his next day lunch. When he would have his lunch, he'd probably miss the supper. Okay? Sometimes he had both. Very rarely he had both. Okay? Aisha radiallahu anha, she says that 3 whole full moons have gone by, nothing was burnt. The stove was not even lit, and 3 moons had gone, you know, by. 2 whole months they were without food. So they said, what did you survive on? She said, water and dates. That's the household of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So the first thing is he had a lot of hunger, then he had some food. We have a lot of food and a little bit of hunger. That's the total opposite. And the next thing we do is, you know, all these foods that we put on the plate, and especially for iftar, we're killing ourselves. You know how unhealthy all that food is, how bad it is. No wonder most of us are ending up in the ICUs. You know what I'm saying? There's so much fat and so much stuff that's going down. That, you know, people think, well, that is, you know, big thing of Ramadan. You know, mashallah, Ramadan is coming. We're going to have loads of food. We're going to eat so much that we're probably going to be half dead by the end of Ramadan. Why in the world is this? You know, you have fruits there, you have foods there, you have starters there, you have biryanis there, you have the pulao there, you have the rotis there, you have the naans there, you have the salad there. Then that was just the first round. Then you come for round 2 after Taraweeh. Then round 3 is suhoor time. Then you got loads of cups of tea before, you know, the end of suhoor. And you basically fill yourself up. You're feeling tired. You're feeling tired. You don't feel like doing so much ibadah. You're feeling a little, you know, to digest all that food is going to take time. You complain even during Taraweeh that is, you know, it's painful. Of course, it's going to be painful. All right. Half the people can't even keep the wudu because, you know, you're going to let something out. Either your burp comes out or some gas comes out, right? You're going to let it out one way or another, right? So you're losing your wudu as well. You're having a painful Taraweeh. You're having a painful night. And what for? Because you just wanted to overstuff yourself for the reason that you're hungry during the day, when Allah Azza wa Jalla wanted us to be hungry. Because when you're hungry, then you're awake. And when you're awake, you can connect your mind to Allah. That was the reason why Allah told us to be hungry. That you got, now that I've taken foods away, you haven't got time to prepare the food. You don't have to worry about the food. You don't have to worry about the lethargic, you know, reaction you have in your body. And now that you're actually awake, your mind is sharp, and you can actually think about me, and you can think about me better. Okay, so that's another thing about that.